The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, September the 25th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a very competitive 8-race card at the Curra this afternoon, where we've got several highlights in the shape of the World Park Stakes, the 220, the Renaissance Stakes, the Group 3 at 250, and the big race of the day is the Judmont Berryford Stakes. A nice contest there for 2-year-olds, which is a Group 2. Plenty of decent maidens and handicaps scattered around the rest of the card to make hopefully into an exciting afternoon's racing. It's going to be run on the soft side. There is plenty of rain forecast in the next few hours building up to the race. Racing this afternoon beginning at 1:50, so just do bear that in mind. We move on to that first race, which is a 2-year-old contest over 7 furlongs. And I was quite taken by the performance of Liberatio, first time up for Mickey Halford, when he finished a nice 6th of 13 behind the horse of Ken Condon's called Landfall, who's gone on to win subsequently in a Group 3 contest at Leopardstown. So the form looks really good. Back in second was a horse called Exemplar. He's also won. So there's a nice little shape to that race. And given that Liberatio was drawn stall 14, which is a real bad stall position on the round track here at the Curra when the ground's on the soft side, I thought this horse raced or ran with a great deal of promise. In keeping with a lot of Mickey Halford's horses, bound to come on quite noticeably for that first-time performance. Better drawn today in stall number one, so she'll get the ground-saving run around the inside. I'd expect this son of Invincible Spirit to be bang in the thick of the action in that opening contest.
Race 2.
On to the race 2 then, which is the 220. It's the World Park Stakes, which is a Group 3 prize for the 2-year-olds. And there are plenty of strongly fancied horses going to post here, and more so than Ezra from the Dermot Weld stable, who definitely comes here with the best form in the book, having finished second to Sea of Grace in a very smart contest here last time out, looking as though she was going to win with a furlong to run, only to get run out of it late on by John Ox's charge in the shadows of the post. That Flame of Tyre race is always an illustrious prize, and the form of that race always seems to work out particularly well. Noticeable that the hood has gone on for the first time for this daughter of Teofilia, just to kind of concentrate her mind perhaps in the latter stage. I certainly think she's a worthy favourite and is the most likely winner. But if you're looking one for a much bigger price, I'm prepared to throw a couple of darts at the board here, or one big shy at the stumps, in the shape of Wild Irish Rose. Now, you look at this horse's form figures and you think, well, how on earth can this horse win? But it's noticeable that Aidan O'Brien's charge has run really eye-catchingly well, much better than its finishing position has suggested on both starts. First time off the shelf here, over a mile on fast ground, when she was noted doing good late work in the latter stages. And then even more so next time out at Leopardstown in a hot maiden won by Rain Goddess, where she was knocked about 9th of 18, doing all again some good late work. I just don't think this horse has had a real chance to have a run at things in those two particular contests. Just basically gained a little bit of experience. It's got to be significant that after those two eye-catching runs, that Aidan O'Brien is prepared to put this horse in a Group 3 contest and not go straight into another and much easier maiden. Aidan O'Brien, who's ridden on both starts, keeps the ride. And at 33-1, I do think she's a good bit better than what the finishing positions have suggested twice, and more noticeably than what the bookmakers have suggested. So I definitely think a little each way on Wild Irish Rose won't go amiss there in the 220.
Race number 3.
On to the 250. Very competitive affair with lots of the usual suspects that line up here over 6 furlongs here at the Curra, such as the Happy Prince, In Salutum, and more so Flight Risk. All these horses have been running against each other for many, many seasons. You add into the mix the mares Fort Deloro and Jane's Memory, and you've got a really competitive affair. Of the horses I've mentioned, I do think Jane's Memory is entitled to go well, particularly under the prevailing conditions. She was a very good 6, beaten only 5.25 lengths in the Haydock Park Sprint last time out behind Quiet Reflection. And a repeat of that will surely see her go close here. And she was third behind Brando, of course, was the Air Gold Cup hero 2 starts back. On soft ground, the start before she won a listed race in pretty decisive fashion. And she's got her giving the ground once again this afternoon. Pat Smullen has been booked a rider. And at her odds this morning, around about the 6-7-1 mark, I do think James Memory is a good each-way alternative to the favourite Happy Prince, who of course comes in here in great nick himself.
Race 4.
On to the big two-year-old contest of the day then, which comes in the shape of the Beresford Stakes, which is a mile contest on soft ground. Look no further here than Aidan O'Brien's favourite here, Capri, who's looked a really admirable type already so far this season. His two victories have both come on soft ground at Galway and last time out in very workmanlike and decisive fashion at Tipperary. He's just one of those non-sexy horses that Aidan O'Brien often has in his midst, very similar to Idaho last year, who just keeps getting the job done. He's a real grinder, and that's what you're going to need here today. Nothing flashy, just one horse that gallops through this soft ground and stays the trip really well. And in the shape of this Son of Galileo, Capri does that in abundance. So Capri, albeit he's a very short price, hopefully he'll justify his position in the market in race number 4.
Race 5.
On to race 5 then, which is the Amateur Riders Derby, a very sought after prize here by Irish Connections. And the two that stand out here are Theo's Well and Milana. Theo's Well, we'll deal with him first from the informed Mickey Winters stable. This horse was second last time out behind a horse who won twice at the Listowel Festival. It's called Dewline. And the time figure of that race over a mile and a half at the Harvest Festival was a very, very commendable one. Therefore, only getting beat half a length on that occasion suggests to me that Theo's Well comes in here in really good order. And he's got plenty of previously good form over further distances in the past, particularly on soft or heavy ground. So Theo's Well would be my number one choice. But that doesn't mean we have to dismiss Milana out of hand either. She comes in here in really good order, having won two starts on her second and third start back respectively. Although she was beaten last time out at Listowel, I certainly wouldn't hold that against her. The ground was really bottomless on that occasion, and she probably just didn't handle conditions as well as she had the time before. But she does like this track. She's nicely drawn in track one, and I'd expect also Milana to run well at a price for local connections.
Race number 6.
On to race 6 then, which is a very competitive 5 furlong sprint handicap, the 4.30. I think the low draw actually could have a bit of a squeak here. And although in recent times the high draw has held sway, the last couple of meetings here at the Coronado, the track has been narrowed, has meant that the low draw hasn't been as disadvantaged as it has been in the past. And the fact that there are three front runners in the shape of Soars, Akalina and Tyler Rirunda, drawn 6, 5 and 7 respectively, means that maybe Sarige drawn in stall 3 could go well here for the informed Adrian Keithley stable. This horse used to be trained by Charles Hills back in the UK, but having its first run for New Connections, ran really well at Dundalk in a hot handicap won by Titness. And given that run was basically a fact-finding mission for New Connections, I think they must have been happy with the day's work that Son of Zebedee produced on that occasion. He stays 6 furlongs really well. He goes with a bit of cutting the ground, and he's got the cheek pieces on for the first time. So do expect a big run here from Sarige, and his price around about 12, 14 to 1 in the early morning skirmishes. Looks a reasonable investment to me as far as I can see.
Race 7.
Moving on to the penultimate race then, which is the Loch Brown Stakes. And the race regular, Toe the Line, is the selection here. Having won this race in 2014, this mare trained by John Carley was a very commendable second to Silwana in this race 12 months ago, just getting run out of it by Dermot Wells Charge in the latter stages of the prize. You can certainly tell that Connections have had this race in mind ever since, given that this horse was just given a pipe opening the other day after a long layoff over in Adicote, 1 mile, 1 furlong. But she's standing very strongly to finish within 3.5 lengths of the eventual winner, Champagne or Water, suggests that she's right on top of her game, and she's going to run another big race in this particular contest in 2016. We know that she stays the strip, but we also know that she handles soft ground as well. She beat Radenpur by 9 wickets at Garran a couple of seasons ago. So everything looks set fair for Toe the Line to run another huge race in a race which has served her well in the past. So John Carley's horse, round about 8-1, is the pick in race number 7.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and another strong choice in the shape of Bobby Jean from the Tara Cogan stable, who run a Herculean race on her first start of the season at the Listowel Festival 11 days ago, chasing home a in-form mare in the shape of Dewline, of course, who went on to oblige 2 days after. That run should have put her absolutely cherry ripe. She's a course and distance winner, and she's been drawn in stall one as well, which on the round track is a very positive stall to be in. You certainly don't want to be too wide, as the horses take a bit of a sharp bend in the first two furlongs. So Bobby Jean, another strong choice there in the final race on the card. Thanks very much for listening to this version of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you'll join us again for a podcast on Tuesday, where we've got Fairy House for you. So do tune in for that podcast then.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.